The violence in Syria sometimes spills over into Lebanon, especially into the country's north, which includes the second biggest city, Tripoli. Last month, 2 days of fighting there left more than 40 people dead. But Tripoli residents cautioned that while the violence is related to the war in Syria, its roots date back decades. Susanna George explains.
The streets in Tripoli's Babat Dabana neighborhood are narrow and congested. Vegetable carts compete with cars and motorbikes for room to maneuver. This is what decades of government neglect look like. High unemployment, school dropout rates off the charts, an entire community trapped in crushing poverty. One resident, who has to be called only Abu Ahmed, took me on a tour of the neighborhood that's been at the center of violence in Lebanon's second largest city for years now.
Look, the street. Look, the street one here.
The buildings just look like they've just been eroded by bullet holes. This one family's balcony has been almost completely destroyed. They're hanging a blanket outside over their window.
For decades, this Sunni neighborhood's been at war with the Shia neighborhood next door. But it's not religion at the heart of their feud. The groups fight for scraps of power, of resources, provided by the weak Lebanese state. These days, the central government is visible in Babat Dabana. Tanks, jeeps, and soldiers stand ready at major intersections as the military makes a show of force. Abu Ahmed points to another new feature, something that's only just started appearing over the last few months, black Islamic State flags.
This Daesh, la ilaha illallah.
He says the flags don't mean his neighborhood's been infiltrated by the Islamic State. There aren't any foreign fighters here, he says. Instead, he maintains the flags show how desperately abandoned by their government the Sunni population here feels.
When he don't have any business work for him, he takes the gun.
Abu Ahmed says simply if there were more jobs here, people wouldn't need to take up arms. And that, say analysts, should be a lesson not just for Lebanon, but for the entire region.
This is the problem of Lebanon as a whole. You know, you have a political class that is not really keen on addressing any of the deep-rooted problems.
Sahar Atrash is with the International Crisis Group in Beirut.
We're seeing some arrests, you know, of supposedly terrorists or jihadists, but even the way the Lebanese authorities are dealing with the problem is just exacerbating it. People there lack basic needs, you know, when it comes to education, to services, to health. And for many, being part of a militia or an armed group has served as a way just to earn living.
Atrash says the government crackdowns that come after sectarian clashes die down are often indiscriminate and fuel tensions, a perfect recipe for perpetual conflict. On the streets of Babat Dabana, many residents agree, like this man who asked not to use his name. He works in a small repair shop where today he's fixing the fender of an old Mercedes. He says he's thankful there are no more clashes and the military's here, but what he and his family really need is more work, better jobs. Now he says he makes just enough to get by, but not enough to give his children a better future and ensure they won't be tempted to support a group like ISIS instead. For The World, I'm Susanna George in Tripoli, Lebanon.